Vulnerable Democrat Conor Lamb makes radical left turn, filibuster has to go. By Jacob Bliss on May 29, 2021. Democrat Representative Conor Lamb, PA, showed he is moving further towards the radical left in a statement Saturday, saying he believes the filibuster has to go. In the series of tweets, he explained his reasoning behind ending the filibuster after the voting that took place in the Senate this past week. Senate Republicans were able to block the legislation meant to establish a commission to investigate the protests and riots that occurred on January 6. The police who fought for their lives and ours on January 6 deserved better than this. 5 months and the public still doesn't know why police and military leadership mounted such a poor response to the insurrection and left those officers fending for themselves, Lamb wrote in one of the first tweets. Lamb said he believes that having a commission would get the truth of what happened in January. Americans are still capable of that, but our system proved incapable of it yet again. Just as it has proven incapable of protecting people who simply want their votes to be counted and the winner to be certified, Lamb mentioned. The Democrat continued, "We have to want this government to succeed more than the GOP wants it to fail. Yesterday it failed. That can't continue." He thinks that after the Republicans voted to block the bill, it made us choose between protecting our capital and our democracy, or a procedural tool that isn't in the Constitution. The filibuster has to go. Lamb said he tried to practice bipartisanship, as he believes it is supposed to get results. He added, "I respect our institutions because they reflect the dignity of every person in our community." He said that is not the case anymore, as the attacks on voting go undefended, and those with the least will lose out the most. Lamb ended his series of radical-leaning tweets with, "I will also do everything in my power to create strong minority party rights, if that encourages real debate, not gridlock." He also noted he has nothing but praise for the senators on both sides who are working on this now. "But I personally have seen enough. This democracy cannot wait."